Welcome back to Aliyah Yomi. Today we're going to be learning Tazria Chamishi, the fifth Aliyah in Parshas Tazria. The topic of our Aliyah is leprosy or tzaras of the hair. Our Aliyah is 11 psukim long, running from Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Chavtes to Pasuk Lamed Tes. Basic overview of our Aliyah is we still hear about a man or a woman who now is affected by tzaras on their hair, whether it be on the scalp or on their beard. And the Kohen now examines this, and we hear about three examinations that occur. So if they see that this the look of this seems deeper, so it's a deeper looking than the skin, and it has se'ar tzahov, which Rashi understands to be golden or blondish hair, then in that case the Kohen will say this is a nesek, and he will impurify it, he will declare it a person with tzaras of the hair. However, if when he looks at it the first time round, it's not really deeper than the skin, it's got black hair in it, then the Kohen will lock the individual up or put them in quarantine for 7 days, and upon the seventh day a re-examination is in order, and if they see that it has not spread, there's no pasha or pisayon, which means it does not spread, and it has not grown this sehar tzahov, this blondish goldish hair, and it does not look deeper, then in that case, what the Kohen will do is he will shave around this nesek, this patch over here, and he leaves sort of, as Rashi explains, two hair breadth around it of normal hair, and a second week of quarantine is in order, at which point in time the Kohen will re-examine the person. If it is not spread, it is not deeper, and there's no gold hair, then in that case the person will be pure. But if it does spread, then the person will be made impure, even if there is no blonde or gold hair. Then at the end of the Aliyah, we just hear two lines about a person who has beharos levanos, the person has white spots, but they're not very strong white, they're a dull white. Then we see this is considered a boy aku, it's a rash, and it is not a plague, it is not a spiritual plague. So a few basics to think about when I'm looking at this Aliyah. Number one is, how is leprosy or tzaras of the hair different to when it appears on the body, which has been the topic of the previous Aliyahs from the second, third, and fourth Aliyah? So Rashi explains, when it comes to the hair, the color is actually different. So when it comes to a regular plague on a skin, arm, leg, wherever else it would appear, then white hair is a problem. Here it's actually blondish, goldish hair, which is the problem as well, which would be an indicator that something is wrong spiritually. Now, what is the difference between a nesek in our Aliyah, which seems to be the name of this plague here, and what we're going to hear about at the beginning of the next Aliyah, which is called a korachas or gabachas. The beginning of the next Aliyah also seems to be related to the head. So the Ravid, in understanding this, explains that a nesek is really a bald spot which is found on the head, on the scalp, and is surrounded by hair. So in this case, it may be some sort of what today we would call alopecia. There are very different forms of this kind of condition. And a korachas and a gabachas, says the Ravid, are bald spots which start either up the neck or on the forehead, and so these are different types of bald spots. With these, also with the accompanying symptoms, the blonde hair, which is the thin, fine blonde hair forming in the center of it as well. The Rash, that is one of the commentaries on Maseches Nagoyim in the 10th Perek in Mishneh Yud, tells us that the nesek is a temporary loss of hair, whereas the karachas and gabachas are permanent loss of hairs as well. So different to understand the different expressions of it. Not to say that alopecia today is tzaras, but it would have looked something similar to that which we have today, which is these patches of hair which cannot be, does not grow. And today, cortisone shots or creams simply take that away, but in those days this was actually an accompanying spiritual defect as well, wasn't simply perhaps a genetic or environmental condition. Now, why does the leprosy, the tzaras, the hair come? The Al-Shech HaKadosh in his commentary right here on our Aliyah suggests that this is a feature of a person who has, he points out, tzaras ayin, that a person who has a sort of a negativity of a narrow view of the world, another person who is arrogant. So these are aspects of a person's pride. A person whose pride is their hair, their beard if it's a man. In these cases, when the person's losing that, it can be a very embarrassing, very belittling experience altogether. And that's what's being described over here. The Maharsha, in his commentary on the Gemara in Erechin, actually points out that there are seven different forms of tzaraas that we hear about, and he relates them to the seven sins that the Gemara discusses, which are the reason why tzaraas is contracted. And he attributes the tzaraas on the hair as to shvichus damim, where it relates to some form of murder. So the example that he gives is, he quotes the Gemara that talks about Yoav contracting tzaraas, and the reason why he says this is because he points out that it is that in the Pesukim which describe Yoav's contraction of tzaraas, it sounds like it relates to the head. Now, why over here in Aralia, you'll notice when it talks about shaving, when that sort of in between the 2 weeks of quarantine, we hear about this shaving that the Kohen shaves around, we hear v'yiskalach, he will shave it, and the gimel in the word v'yiskalach is enlarged. So in the Torah, if you look at it, it'll be an enlarged gimel. Why is that? The Gemara Kedushin Daf Lamed Amud Aleph tells us that this is a reason because this is the middle pasuk in the entire Torah. If you take all the pasukim in the Torah and divide them into two, this is the middle pasuk. The Chida, in quoting Rabbi Eliezer from Garmazia, says a very interesting observation about this, and he says it's perhaps to hint to the fact the Gimel relates to Gemilos Chasadim, giving to others, helping other people out, which is one of the central fundamental aspects of our faith. In fact, when Hillel HaZaken was asked by the Ger what the entire Torah can be distilled down to, his answer was called Ma Desani Lach L'Chavrach. Anything that is despised upon you, do not do unto others. That basic idea of caring for others was what Hillel HaZaken had actually said the whole Torah is about, and that's why the center pasuk of the Torah is indicated with this gimel. But the Chidas takes it one step further, and he says that perhaps that's the reason why it is that it is found in the context of the notion of tzaraas, of plagues, for the simple reason is because many of the plagues come from sins which are an expression of narcissistic tendencies, per self-centered kinds of lifestyles which are led. And that being the case, a person who is living such a lifestyle is reminded, v'hiskalach, the gimel, the middle pasuk of the Torah, is about thinking and giving to others. Finally, one last point is at the end of the Aliyah we hear about these beharos levanos, these white spots. What precisely are they? So Rav Arya Kaplan points out that these are like light spots. The man or woman's body becomes covered with spots, but they are, because it's examined and it's simply, it doesn't look like they're very sharp, they're dull white spots, then we understand, as he says, that this is a rash, a bohak. That means to say that, as is pointed out, that this is really actually just simply a regular condition. This is a medical condition, not a spiritual condition. So identify it as in the medical profession, as a vitiligo or leukodermy, which are two possibilities as to what could be going on over here, but it is not a spiritual condition. Just to understand that the Torah notes the difference between a medical and a spiritual condition. With this, we conclude the fifth Aliyah in Parashas Tazria. With this, wish everybody a wonderful and meaningful day.